There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Once again to another edition of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Todd Mitchell is here. We're ready to take your phone calls on a What's On Your Mind Friday. And our telephone number, very simple, 800-228-0550. That's right, just like 550 on your radio dial, the mothership, 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090 KTGO, booming to the Bakken and Watford City and Stanley and Tioga and Williston and Minot and Ray and Berthold. You get the idea. And, of course, our friends KLTC 1460 and Dickinson as well, replaying the broadcast every single day. So a lot of ways to tune in, iHeartRadio online, the radio apps at flagfamily.com, a lot of places you can find us and listen to us 24 hours a day, 7 days alike, 7 days a week if you like, okay? It's Are You Kidding Me edition of What's On Your Mind Friday, which means we have some Cloverdale bacon. And don't forget the Cloverdale Big Flavor Wagon. Don Russell's Big Flavor Wagon will be at the Bison game doing a little tailgating later today. The Bison play tonight. Steve Hallstrom, who's covered the Bison for decades on television and now with his radio show, is going to join us later on the program, and we're going to talk up the X's and O's. But if you want to make a prediction on what you think the game will be, feel free to have at it today. And, of course, every caller has a shot at the Cloverdale four-pack of bacon. It is, by the way, Cloverdale's thick-cut sliced bacon, pepper bacon, maple bacon, and applewood smoked bacon. We send you 4 pounds of bacon, ladies and gentlemen, and all you need to do is really dazzle us with the best call of the hour, each hour, and you're in the mix. So have at it today on the program, okay? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let me begin here on the program. This may have you saying, are you kidding me about me? Todd, you may say, are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
I
may say it. I did.
A fair amount of the listeners who called with concerns for Senator John Hoeven or Congressman Kevin Cramer this week may have you saying, are you kidding me? But I'm just going to go there, all right? And it has to do with a new poll that Rasmussen has out. We have it up on our Facebook page. Listen to this. 82% of Americans, when asked the following question, they were given a choice here. This is Rasmussen. So this is, you know, credible poll, 1,000 folks polled, pretty good-sized sample. Which is more important, for Congress and President Obama to stand for what they believe in or for them to work together to achieve what's best for the country? 82% said, you know what, work together. They've done a similar poll in North Dakota. I guess the number's like in the mid-70s. Now, I don't actually think those two things are mutually exclusive. In other words, I think you can stand for what you believe in and work with people to try and get something done and move the ball. So I don't think it has to be an either-or. But what I think this is an explanation of why Congressman Cramer voted the way he voted, why Senator John Hoeven voted the way they voted. I believe, and, you know, there's a lot of technical factors in that, really, the vote on the most recent budget was with the Congress controlled by Harry Reid on the Senate side and just one house of the Congress in the Republican hands on the John Boehner side. But I think what the mood of this is, I think when 82% of people agree on anything, it's pretty amazing. They just want stuff done, right? And quite honestly, the Republicans did a lot of stuff that died in the Senate. Because Harry Reid was a tyrant. He didn't want his members to have to vote on anything and be on record on anything, and he just put stuff in a drawer. And then Obama ran around and blamed Republicans. It didn't work, all right? It didn't work. And so now Republicans said, we can do better, and the American people said, fine, you give it a try. Now, I think if you give it a try means shut down government a few weeks after the election, I'm not sure that sells. Because, again, I agree with Congressman Cramer, who yesterday made the point that as soon as we do that, we give all the power to the administration. Then they start playing the games they did before where, oh, we won't send veterans benefits. Maybe we'll stop Social Security checks. Let's close the World War II Memorial. They get to decide where the pain points are. So I think that's a dumb idea. Meanwhile, they're starting to run a railroad like it's supposed to be run, where you actually do a budget before you're actually at that point where you need the budget, just through September. And here's a better strategy. And again, this may have you saying, are you kidding me about me? And if it does, that's fine. Let's start there today on the program. Pass things. Carl Rove has a piece in the Wall Street Journal today talking about how much legislation passed in a bipartisan fashion in the last session of Congress. Stuff I think a lot of us agree on that needs to be done. Keystone XL pipeline, which is going to be first, and really a number of pieces of legislation that I can go through here in a minute. So the point is, take the stuff that a lot of us want. Fixes on Obamacare. I mean, they'll try and repeal it, but I don't know that that's going to happen with it until the president's gone. So they'll probably resort then to fixes. Okay? Changes in tax policy. Stopping the EPA dead in its tracks. Kind of go down the list of our wish list, right? Things, again, that have passed in the House that died in the Senate. Pass them. Now with Republican majorities, they go to the president's desk. One after the other. With Democratic support, so you can have the benefit of calling it bipartisan. And then the president says no. I think you set yourself up for long-term majorities and a Republican president in 2016. So I think this is smart governance. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to like everything that's going to be passed through September. But I think it's short-term pain for long-term gain. Question. Have I been dropped on my head? Have I lost my conservative credentials? Does that have you saying, are you kidding me? I think this is the best long-term play. I really do. And that's not me cheerleading for Kevin Cramer or John Hovind. I'm just calling it as I see it. I don't play that game. I really don't. I don't have anybody to kowtow to. I'm telling you, that's exactly what I believe. I think this makes a lot of sense. And I'd put my conservative credentials as far as believing that this is a mess and that Obama's put us in a deep hole with anybody. So anyway, that's the place we can start today. We have a lot of time to talk about whatever it is on your mind, but I know that's been a hot topic the last couple of days. We didn't even get to all the calls yesterday, and we had, five segments with Congressman Kevin Cramer. We had a couple the day earlier with Senator Hovind, same thing. So I know many of our listeners don't believe that. But anyway, tell me what you think. Agree or disagree? If you're saying, are you kidding me about me? Have at it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The $30 billion in economic impact, the 60,000 jobs, and standing shoulder to shoulder to meet the challenges of the state happening every day. You can find out more about it at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Kurt and Bismarck, I want to weigh in on my list. Go ahead, Kurt.
Hi there. I think you got your cheerleading pom-poms on. That's quite a list. We'll both write it down and see how that progresses, but man, I'm telling you, that's quite a list that you put down there. You're being pretty optimistic. Hope you're correct. This thing with I'm so sick and tired of hearing of people telling about me they're going to appeal Obama health care, whether I like it or not, because they're not going to. It's not happening, folks.
Well, they will.
They're going to bite around
that.
The edges.
They'll vote to do that.
They're going to bite around the edges. Not one thing that you listed off, and this is not a take on you. You're being fair and truthful and honest. The take is on the party system. Ain't happening, partner. Ain't happening. This is going to be nothing more. I'll sit here 4 years from now. I hope I'm in good health and you're in good health. And you're going to have representatives coming on here and say, well, we can't get nothing done until we get the presidency.
Well, no, here's a list. Okay, 158 House Democrats voted for a Republican measure to expand access to charter schools. Makes
correct.
Sense. 130 Democrats backed a Republican bill to end the wave of junk lawsuits over patents. Keystone XL pipeline, 46 House Democrats went along with that.
Where does the charter schools fit on the one on the top 50 list? Come on, let's go on to something big.
Well, I was getting to it. Keystone XL pipeline.
Well, you know what I mean. Come on, that's
there's natural gas development. There's tax provisions. There's proposals.
Hopefully, we're not going to let them gamble with the derivatives again. Your caller the other day was so accurate and so informative. Nobody's even talking about that. And that's what they're going to do, and nobody in North Dakota wants that. I don't want them gambling with my money again.
No, again, but I don't know if you heard Congressman Cramer debunk that yesterday as being inaccurate.
Yeah, that was a pretty shaky response. Just because he said it doesn't make it true.
No, I don't, number one, there is a effort to repeal Dodd-Frank because what happened is small banks, rural banks that didn't have anything in the way of sins that the big Wall Street banks were actually punished in the name of those things. So what the legislation is doing is saying, don't blame the small banks and keep the shackles on the big banks. I think that makes perfect sense. My only point is a lot of this stuff passed in the House. It can pass in the Senate. Put it on the president. Get some stuff done. I think that's what the American people want. Dave and Bismarck, you're next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the United Soybean Board and the North Dakota Soybean Council Board. As a director on these boards, you can help determine how your checkoff dollars are invested, influence the direction of our industry, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry on a state and national level. And your service will be supported with training and mentoring. Grow your impact as a soybean leader and get involved today. For more information about the election process and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
The best cold weather gift items are at the Max Christmas Sale, where you'll find an 8-gauge 16-foot booster cable for just $9.99. Put a 4-inch by 30-foot tow strap in someone's truck. It's only $14.99. Keep someone warm this winter with a gift of Carhartt clothing. And when you purchase $100 in Max gift cards, you get a $20 card free. Find these great deals and extended hours during the Max Christmas Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Kidding me, Scott? Yeah, nothing's going to change. It's going to be the same old, down the line, same old, same corruption.
You could do a song of that, couldn't we, Todd? Can you same old? Can you, you whip up a little music for me on that? Let's. I found myself tapping my toe to that. You know what I'm saying? Dave and Bismarck, you're next on an Are You Kidding Me edition of What's on Your Mind this Friday. How are you?
Hey, not too bad, Scott. And you?
Good, sure. Thank you for calling and listening.
Well, you know, we need to realize that political landscape has changed. Our electorate has changed. This isn't a live-in-the-minute political situation any longer. We need to, it's more of a chess game. I agree with you that we need to trust our legislators. We sent them to D.C. We hope they do a good job, but it isn't a living-in-the-minute kind of thing. You know, it's a long-term deal. Let's let them play this out and get it done.
And you know what I'd like to see happen? The Ted Cruz wing, for lack of a better term, in the Senate, and I don't know who's going to replace Michelle Bachmann as that titanium spine that just constantly stands up no matter what in the House. I think now that the Republicans have a majority, it'd be better to say, all right, as a caucus, let Cruz win, okay, sometimes. Let McConnell win sometimes, but do it together. I think what happens now is, for instance, on this last deal, Cruz kind of goes off on his own. And, you know, look, I appreciate his principles a lot. And I think a lot of us would agree with a lot of what Ted Cruz stands for. I think, honestly, John Hoeven and other Republicans would as well. Mitch McConnell would as well. But you better get in a room, do that as a Republican caucus, because what happens, and what happened in this last go-around, Cruz sort of surprised the Republican leadership. And then in order to get this stuff passed, Republicans end up having to work with more Democrats to, you know, honestly have more spending than they'd like.
Exactly.
Am I making sense? So, I
mean,
figure this out as Republicans, and where both sides give a little bit on both wings of the party. So you do it as Republicans, and then they'll bring some Democrats along. It will be bipartisan, and it'll be hard for the president to do anything other than either sign this stuff or veto it, and then he owns it.
That's right. And we've got the momentum going. We can't throw it away just on principle, and let's keep things going.
Yeah, I don't think weeks after an election, the first thing to do would be to die on the hill over 9 months worth of funding and shut down the government going into Christmas, because you'd have the president, you'd have the congressional Democrats and the media, as usual, pounding away, and then they get to inflict all the pain they want at the administration and blame it on. I just don't think that's the way to start. I really don't. There may be a time for that, but I think we come at it with a lot tougher position having the Senate now and the House in the new Congress, and be the adults in the room. You know, be the adults in the room and rise above it. Now, don't cave on principle, though. That doesn't mean we're going to spend more and we're going to, you know, I mean, I think there's a way to do both. I do.
Hey, thanks for your show. I really appreciate it a lot.
Well, thanks for weighing in and saving me from Kurt, who thinks I got dropped on my head. Joe on the road somewhere in the vast What's on Your Mind audience. What's on your mind?
Are you kidding me? So let's ask a simple question. One, do we want Congress and the President? Do we want President Obama and the Congress?
Yeah, I'm losing you a little bit, Joe. Here's the actual question. Which is more important, for Congress and President Obama to stand for what they believe in, or for them to work together to achieve what's best for the country? 82% said work together. Like I say, I don't think those two are mutually exclusive. In other words, I think you can stand for what you believe in and then say, all right, let's get in the room, let's figure this out. Emailer sent a note here and said, how do you think that poll would have gone if the question was, do you think it's more important to work together or to stand on principle to achieve what's best for America? I'd bet on a complete flip due to what's best due to the what's best for America component. Yeah, add that. You know, and I agree. But I think this also explains why Senator Hoeven and Congressman Cramer voted the way they did, why leadership did what they did, because I think they see the sentiment. In other words, I don't believe Republicans were thrown the keys of power because there's this warm, fuzzy feeling for Republicans in America today. I believe it was Obama's not doing it, Democrats aren't doing it, and you guys are just a little bit better, so you go do it. And so I think the sentiment in that overwhelming majority, based on arguably a little bit of a goofy question, is that just go there and get stuff done. And my point is, Republicans in the House have got stuff done on that list I was starting to get to. Taxes, education, Obamacare fixes, stopping the EPA, okay? And done it with Democratic votes. Some Democratic votes to go along. So all they need to do is bring that stuff back up. Now they have the Republican Senate. It doesn't sit in a drawer in the Senate. It gets passed. It goes to the president. If he just goes veto, veto, no, 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 Republicans strengthen their majorities. Have a shot at a 2016 Republican president. I think that's a good thing. Try and call again, Joe, if you can, when you got a better signal. I don't know where you're at, but we didn't have the best signal with you, but I think that's where you were going. Jim, in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, see, I believe that you have to stand for what you believe in. You know, I sit there and I heard Rush Limbaugh say this was not my original thought, but I agree with 100%. You know, what am I supposed to compromise on? I'm supposed to give up my national defense. I'm supposed to give up things that I deeply believe in. I'm supposed to give up the religious rights. I mean, you know, we can't give up this stuff because that's what our country is founded on, what makes us great. I mean, there is no room to compromise with that.
Right, but I mean, do you think in this last vote there's an example of where we've done that? In other words,
well, I wasn't happy with but my opinion, Boehner has got to go. The man is he's just got to go. We need somebody in there, that's going to stand up to Obama and.
I think we're judging John. I'll just say it again. If you go through and fairly analyze what was passed in the House that died in the Senate, I don't know how we place our blame on John Boehner. I don't. Now, look, if this next go around when we don't have Harry Reid stopping everything in the Senate, then they're not doing it, then I'll agree with you. I think if you fairly analyze what they passed in the House that died in the Senate, I don't know how we can direct our ire at Boehner.
Well, you're partly true there, but the other thing they have got to get away from is being afraid of a government shutdown. They absolutely have to not worry about it because let it shut down.
I think we got to be able to fight with every tool. I do think that would have not been the wise choice this go around. To weeks after this election.
Timing is everything in life. I agree. I'm willing to see what's going to happen when we have both houses. And we cannot capitulate to this man because we cannot give in to a man who hates this country, and we just can't do it.
Well, again, with a Republican House and Senate, we don't need to capitulate to them. They can pass things with some Democratic support and just pass one thing after another and put it underneath his nose.
That's exactly right. I agree.
Yeah, big time. Hey, Jim, thank you. More Are You Kidding Me contributions when we come back. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You have so much going for you, but you want more. You yearn for a career with purpose where you can really make a difference. Your career purpose is more than climbing the corporate ladder and earning more money. It's about living the life you were designed to live and serving others. The goal of the University of Mary Graduate Business Degree is to help you rediscover your career potential and develop skills, knowledge, and experiences you'll need to make the positive change in your life. And here's a deal to help you get started. Begin your graduate degree on January 5th and get $1,000 towards your following summer class. That's right, $1,000. Plus, you can apply for free. If you'd like more information, visit umary.edu/apply or email enroll@umary.edu. That's enroll@umary.edu. Do it today.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy, mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yesterday, from a gentleman who was plagued with having to have two pillows always, one on the floor and one in his bed, and then he'd wake up from a hot pillow, and he'd swap out pillows, wake up again, swap, wake up, swap, and he doesn't have to do that anymore. You know why? MyPillow.com. And he heard about it right here on the What's On Your Mind. That's kind of cool, huh? Well, how'd you like to give that gift to somebody, not to have to do the pillow swap thing? You know what I mean? I think that'd be a nice Christmas gift. I think you'd be a, you know, a well-received Santa if you pulled that off. And you can do it by picking up the telly and calling 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, you'll get the two-for-one deal on the original classic pillow. It's a savings of 50%. And they have all kinds of goodies, travel pillows, if you need a big body pillow, you name it. Pillow covers. A lot of goodies. Mattress toppers. Some great savings at MyPillow.com. The official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. 800-506-9028. No tossing and turning. The pillow stays cool. And it has that interlocking fill so it adjusts to any sleep position. That's the secret sauce. Man, it's great. They spent a lot of years on this thing and they got it right. That's why they get back up with a 10-year warranty.
The pillows had secret sauce, but okay.
I like that term, secret sauce. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Back to the phones. Couple more Are You Kidding Me's here, though. Todd, did you...
You know, Santa always makes a naughty list, right? And the people on the naughty list always get coal. At the top of the naughty list will be some folks who dropped some puppies off in South Grand Forks. At least, I suppose, you could say with their mother, because maybe it would have been worse without, but a black Labrador, 10 puppies were abandoned next to a dumpster, just left in a box. Single-digit temperatures, which I realize labs have, I've had labs most of my life, and I realize they have a bit of fur and all that kind of stuff, but really, single-digit temperatures, a lab at her 10 puppies. Fortunately, they're safe, and I'll be glad to take one of those puppies off their hands. But who does that? The person who ends up at the top of Santa's list of getting coal, if that. Actually, they won't get the coal till summer, because then they won't be able to use the coal to their advantage.
If you're in the middle of Zimbabwe, I get that, you know, where there's no... animal shelters or anything, but I mean, really, I mean,
exactly.
Grand Forks,
we've got places that can help with that, or if nothing else, text me and I'll put it on our Facebook pages and stuff, and we'll get the puppies taken care of. Don't abandon them outside in a box in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, here's another one. An organization of, I'm reading from a story in the Forum News Service, which is in the Bismarck Tribune, of the Grand Forks Herald, Fargo Forum, Dickinson Press, Jamestown Sun. Anyway, Forum News Service, an organization of physicians that has repeatedly asked North Dakota State University and Sanford Medical Center to stop using live animals to study trauma is asking again, this time with military backup. NDSU and Sanford jointly teach advanced trauma life support courses that involve cutting into live, sedated pigs to practice surgical procedures after which the pigs are killed. In a memo released last month, the Pentagon's top health official instructed the Department of Defense to stop using live animals in medical training. On Thursday, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine cited that decision in an email to NDSU President Dean Bresciani and Sanford Health's Fargo President Paul Richard, urging you to follow the Department of Defense's lead. All right, is this on the order of abandoning a mother lab and her 10 puppies? Again, here's what... They cut into live sedated pigs to practice surgical procedures. I'm a little conflicted on this one because I would assume doing this ultimately advances medicine for humans. Okay? And the pig ultimately is going to be slaughtered anyway and killed. So I don't have a problem with, I can never read stories like either the lab. I guarantee you that lab story will be the talk of Grand Forks today and probably has some of you today ready to call and say, I can't even believe it. I can't even believe it. And, the fact that you have a military organization and letters going to NDSU President Dean Bresciani and Sanford Health's president over a pig that is sedated, getting an owie so that we can further medical, advances.
Don't we use pigs for, bacon and ham and stuff later on?
Yeah, right. But you know what, Todd? Sorry. I wouldn't be able to put my head on the pillow at night, tonight, or any night.
On your My Pillow pillow?
If I didn't say, gosh, we got the pig police all worried about this. We got folks understandably worried about the lab and the 10 puppies, and I think it's stupid and I think it's outrageous. But we yawn.
The pig police? What does their siren sound like?
we might not yawn, but a vast majority of people just sort of take the fact that the kindergarten-sized class is ended at an abortion clinic in North Dakota every single week. Now, I'm sorry that there'll be proper outrage about the lab. I guess some will say this is proper outrage about the pig and the pig police. But the other deal, we just sort of say, well, it's a right to choose.
Yeah, why are we not as upset about 10 puppies out in a box in single-digit weather? Why are we not even more upset about that?
I don't know.
Than humanely putting down pigs.
That's what has
which
me saying,
which we put
are
down anyway. We slaughter them.
All right, back to the phones. Full bank of calls. We'll get to it here. So you've got what's on Todd and I's Are You Kidding Me outrage list. What's on yours? Galen and Bismarck, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. Thank you for having me on. Listening to the caller that called earlier today about Glass-Steagall, when Glass-Steagall Act was voted out back in the late 90s by the Republican-controlled House and signed by a Democratic president, I predicted there's going to be banks failing those people back after the 1929. People in Washington knew it had to happen, and they enacted that. That prevented those banks from failing like that all these years, over 60 years. Took it away, and I said, hey, it's going to happen again. It's just human nature and greed and investing in shaky things. Well, it happened. To me, listening about the whole conversation this week, to me, I don't look at it that it's Republicans are right or Democrats are right. When the Republicans were in the last time controlling both houses in the White House, we got ourselves into two wars. When the Democrats controlled both houses and the presidency, we got Obamacare. Either way, they weren't good. And the war is a big thing there. There's no way to adequately fund it. And I did call on this one some programs back then, as well as our congressmen, that don't get into it unless there's a way to pay for it. Yes, I'm a fiscal conservative. That doesn't mean I'm Republican or Democrat. My point is that it seems like the political parties are what we send people to Washington for. And instead of sending them there for the political parties, they should be for the people that they represent and what is good for this country. And that's why we have this all this bickering going on, fighting back and forth. And furthermore, if people don't let up and down votes on issues, they put them in drawers, either party. Those people shouldn't lose their position as a leader of the House or of the Senate. They should be out, period, and another person elected. anyway, that's, to me, I look at the two-party system as an impediment. While it was good at points in the past, their ideology is such that it prevents good decisions being made in Washington. It has to do with the budget, to do with national defense, has to do with energy, other things. Anyway,
thanks, Galen. Appreciate that. What's on your mind? That's why we ask Chuck in Bisbee. Are you in Bisbee?
I sure am.
Beautiful.
I like
Bisbee.
This story. You know, when we teach kids how to play ball, baseball, we don't take them out in the basketball court. And it's the same way. If you're willing to have all these medical people learn how to do the procedures on you, on, you know, something else, like a dummy, and maybe you are a dummy, but how many Democrats are willing to come to the hospital and let the doctors practice on them? So I think a pig is a pretty good example. It's real close.
And I would assume they're not doing this unless it actually was productive in advancing medical procedures. So the cost is a pig that was going to become bacon anyway, dying. I don't think we should lose any sleep over this.
Even if they are, you know, baby pigs, I think it makes more sense to have the people that are going to work on you learn how to do it the right way.
Yeah.
And if they're not willing to go there to the hospital and let the doctors work on them for practice and experience, why in the heck wouldn't we find something that was pretty close, even though we love pigs a lot?
Sounds like some good old-fashioned Bisbee common sense there. Appreciate the appreciate the call, Chuck. Thank you. 800-228-0550. Jim, you think I fell on my head, according to Manny, who answered the call.
Yeah,
is that right, Jim?
Scott.
How are you?
Yeah, hi. I think you did fall on your head, Scott. Back on it, just 2 months ago, you and every other Republican out there were citing polls that said, hey, if they want Obama stopped, no matter what, but stop him. Now, all of a sudden, you cite one poll that you don't say where it came from. You don't say how many people were involved. You don't say who did it. But you say that...
that's actually not true, just so you know, Jim. I said there was 1,000 people that were polled, and it was Rasmussen, just so you know. I did cite the source.
Yes, but you did cite several polls in November and October, and at that time it was stop Obama. Now it's all, why can't we get along? And I like your show, Scott, and I'm not getting on you. I'm just respectfully disagreeing with you.
That's all right. That's absolutely fine. And all I'm saying is I'm not a big fan of this poll, honestly, because I think it's a false choice. I think you can stand on principle and get things done, right, and work together with people without caving on what you believe in. I think it explains why the Republican majority voted the way they did this last time around, to say,
the Democrats have been kicking us to the curb for 6 years, and to want to get along with them now, I think, is ludicrous. I think we kicked them to the curb, and I think we kick them damn hard.
Well, again, when you say, all we have to do is pass what was already passing with a majority in the House, and now have it go through the Senate and then give it to the president. I don't think that means we cave to what Democrats want. But I also don't think we can sit there and say that what happened in this last vote, while it was still controlled by Harry Reid in the Senate, means that they're just going to go in there and cave on everything either.
Yeah, no, but I want you to picture Nancy Pelosi's face walking across the street with that gavel, and then say, why can't we get along?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a face I'd like to throw darts at, but... she'll be gone pretty soon, so.
Jim, thanks
whatever
for the
happens.
Call from beautiful Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Phil in Bismarck, Steve on the road, Ed in Minot, George out in Turtle Lake are in the queue to go next on an Are You Kidding Me edition of What's on Your Mind on this Friday. Call us, 701-258-0550. We will continue.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's that special season and that special time of year when we say thank you for what's been given to us and start to look forward to the promise of a new year. And no matter how you choose to celebrate the season, we hope you'll accept our warm wishes when we say Merry Christmas to you and your family from all your friends at Shields. Shields, when it comes to gear, Christmas, and sports, we're right there with you and right there in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own two feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
PetroServe USA, when you wanna gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Show me the bacon. We got it, ladies and gentlemen. The Cloverdale 4-pack of a bacon. By the way, the Cloverdale Don Russell Big Flavor Wagon will be out tailgating for Bison football later today. We're going to talk Bison football a little at the bottom of the next hour. But we'd love to send you a 4-pack of Cloverdale bacon today for a lucky winner. So, trip our trigger with a fabulous comment here and go for the bacon. All right? 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. George in Turtle Lake, what's on your mind?
Yes. I was wondering, since that you and Representative Kramer keep coming down on Harry Reid all the time about storing all these bills in his drawer, how come you don't tell the whole story? What about John Brainer? Does he put some of these bills in his drawer too?
Well, again, if you look at just the bills that passed in the House that didn't even get a vote in the Senate, Senator Holman's talked a lot about regular order. Regular order says, okay, we're going to vote on funding for a particular agency. individual appropriations bills. They didn't do anything by the norms of the Senate under Harry Reid. They didn't allow, votes, for instance, by, individual members and amendments or all kinds of things. So there's a laundry list of things that that ultimately passed the House with bipartisan support that didn't even get a vote on the Senate, partly because he knew the president didn't want that, partly because he didn't want some of his members to vote on them. You know, now, to your point, maybe, George, does that happen both ways where you do things within the rules of the Senate or the House to prevent votes on things you don't like? Sure. But it went to a whole new level under Harry Reid by everybody's estimation, and it backfired. It didn't work. That's why they lost the Senate. So, you know, I don't think you fairly could say John Boehner did the same thing as Harry Reid when you look at what passed and what died.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to point out is I'm sure there are several bills that originated in the Senate that are put in the drawer in the House. So it's a do-nothing type Congress, I understand, but the thing is, one of the important bills, I think, was the immigration bill. I understand that they probably had the votes in the House to pass it. They sat on it for a year and a half.
Here's my deal on the immigration thing.
You're either blaming the president or you're blaming Harry Reid. It's time to step up to the plate and get something done.
Yeah, well, and I do think that's what people want. As far as the immigration deal, I have a hard time buying President Obama and Democrats' blame game on immigration when they control both houses of the Congress. The first 2 years of the Obama administration did nothing on it. Then all of a sudden it's Republicans' fault, so that one didn't sell with me. But I agree with you, it's part of the game. But I think any fair read of what passed in the House and went dormant in the Senate versus the other way around says, and that's why, in my view, the election turned out the way it did. Steve, on the road. Somewhere, listening to What's on Your Mind, you're next. Go ahead.
Well, Scott, and the Department of Defense is no longer going to be using animals in their training. The North Dakota State University has been approached by a leftist bunny-hugging group of physicians to they've been urged to no longer use pigs in their training of their physicians, and you are still giving bacon away. When are you going to get back from the Stone Ages and be a little bit more politically correct? I would recommend you got to start giving away tofu. That would be my recommendation.
Yeah,
you are offending our Muslim brothers who are driving truck up in the oil patch now and meeting for their prayer service in the laundromat. I mean, that is just completely over.
Yeah, I didn't realize we were supposed to keep the North Dakota tofu industry afloat, but okay.
Yeah,
you just
want some bacon, Steve.
Here in North Dakota, and to be giving away meat products is just simply unacceptable in today's world.
Yeah, at the risk of offending you, we're going to send you some bacon, Steve, because I think the tofu suggestion is a
classic.
Great one. Yeah, and we'll go ahead and continue to risk people picketing us over the bacon giveaway. Everything's better with bacon. And so a Cloverdale 4-pack on the way to Steve. Get Steve's information, if you would, Manny, and we'll send it off. Phil and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Okay, well, actually, the tofu industry, that stuff's made out of soy, so that kind of works. But what's on my mind is these groups, physicians, doctors for responsible medicine, I wonder how many medical doctors are actually in the group, or if it's even a legitimate group any more than Citizens for Lower Prescriptions. How many members do they have? These are not exactly grassroots groups of housewives and working people who just get together at the PTA and put together a group. They're fronts.
Yeah, I hear you. Doesn't it worry you, though, the Pentagon's top health officials buying this? I mean, shouldn't the Pentagon be worrying about other things besides this?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But anything from the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, anything out of the executive branch that will weaken our military, they've consistently been doing that for 6 years.
I hear you.
So yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all. You know, they put the lead the lead smelting plant off the line. There's no more, you know, where are we going to get ammunition? Buy them for the North Koreans?
It is a fair, are you kidding me, Phil? Thank you very much. Gordy and Fargo wants to talk about getting things done. Kevin on the road says, let's talk about Christmas. We'll do that when we come back, when you tell us what's on your mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Are you in search for that perfect gift still for your loved one? Santa Scott to the rescue with a great gift-giving idea from my friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. A winter romance getaway. Get a load of this deal. Two nights at the beautiful Chase on the Lake in a Lakeview hotel room. Two 45-minute spa services at the Copper Door Spa. One appetizer in the 502 restaurant and a bottle of wine, all for only $330. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Promo code LOVE for the winter romance getaway. You can use this anytime between now and the end of April. So plenty of time to plan a perfect winter romance getaway weekend. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code LOVE, ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code LOVE, or call them at 888-CHASE-06. And tell them Santa Scott sent you for a little love at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. You're going to love it. And Merry Christmas.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.